Always a special night for me, and I'm sure thousands and thousands of you each month when Dr. Lorraine Day comes by to spend some of her precious time with all of us, the fourth Wednesday of each month. It is the fourth Wednesday of October already. Amazing. The 27th of October. Dr. Lorraine Day, MD, has a website, and I'm sure most of you know it by now, but for any newcomers, let me remind you, it is drday.com, 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 where you will find literally life-saving, life-enhancing, and general information about health you'll find nowhere else. And if you are in good health, you can achieve better health with great ease by simply following the program. And if you are ailing and under the weather, as it were, and want to get well, this is the place to go. In fact, this is the place to be tonight listening, but go to drday.com. Usually in the first hour of the program, we spend some time kicking around the obvious, and we're going to do that tonight as the election is just around the corner. Ready to mark her ballot to be first in line next Tuesday is Dr. Lorraine Day.
Hi, right.
You're getting up at 5 a.m., aren't you? You're getting up at 5 a.m., so you'll be there first, isn't that
right? That's right. My word, I can hardly wait.
Well, we
vote for the twins, huh?
What a great choice. Yeah, I mean, these guys are, they're co-joined virtually from head to toe. I mean, I just...
Well, they're certainly joined at the skull and bones. Excuse the pun.
No, perfect, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Well,
that's why I admire you.
There's no choice, and to go to the polls at all, besides it's already decided.
Of course it is. Of course, it's way decided. Of course it is. And I'm going back to what I said in the beginning. I don't know who's going to win, but I have felt from the beginning that when Kerry literally erupted out of nowhere in the primaries, nowhere, he came from nowhere, and all of a sudden he's the dominant candidate to get the nomination, I said, well, they're going to give the American people the illusion that they have a voice at the polls and throw the bums out.
Right. You know, I mean, they're both controlled by the same group, the Illuminati, and they're both Zionists.
Well, in fact, Kerry may be even, if it's possible, more pro-Zionist than Bush. I don't have the answer. His brother is.
Well, he's Jewish.
Well, his brother is, you know, openly. Anyway, it goes on and on.
Right.
We've been through all this before.
It's not every Jew is not a Zionist, but
no.
Kerry's a Zionist and he's a Jew.
Well, we've been through this many times, but for those of you who have missed the connection in the past, let me just ask you to think back if you have followed the alleged campaign and think about all the issues that were never mentioned.
Right.
The most important issues of all were literally not mentioned. Or virtually not mentioned. I heard no talk about a major policy toward China, vis-a-vis Taiwan, what to do about North Korea. Iraq, of course, was skirted at every opportunity. There was virtually no discussion whatsoever about the Zionist state of Israel and what it's doing. No discussion whatsoever about the neocon influence on this country and literally almost every facet of this country. No discussion whatsoever about the 20 to 25 million illegal aliens in this country. No discussion whatsoever about controlling the borders, which could be done in a matter of days with military troops.
Yes.
No discussion, literally, about facing the fact that America is bankrupt and broke. No discussion at all about stopping the hemorrhage. It's beyond a hemorrhage. It's a massive burst in the wall of the dam of jobs heading overseas. No discussion whatsoever about cutting down the number of imported laborers to come in and take jobs from Americans. None of these issues and many, many others were ever discussed. Nothing
right,
about the Federal Reserve. Nothing. Nothing about the Federal Reserve. Nothing about any of it.
Right.
It's just crap about Social Security checks, which are important.
Right.
Crap about tax cuts for another. Going to give you another $50 a year tax cut.
Right.
Boy, that's
right.
Going to stimulate the economy.
Yeah. $1,430,000 for each of them and $30 for you.
That's right. Nothing about a third of $1 trillion now for the Bush-Cheney neocon war in Iraq where people are being slaughtered, our people, their people.
Yeah.
Nothing about calling up 50-year-old plus Americans and forcing them back into the military and sending them over to Iraq. Nothing about anything of substance. Nothing. We talked for, what, 6 weeks, 8 weeks about Vietnam claim and counterclaim, about the Air National Guard claim and counterclaim. Boy, are Americans dumb.
Yeah.
They got suckered. And when you hear the resident of the White House talking, and there's a little soundbite at the top of the hour, and you hear the cheering, you know, it's scary stuff, Lorraine.
Yeah. Oh, it is. The people are so brainwashed, they don't want to know. Just like we discussed last time, the theory of cognitive dissonance, and that is when someone is presented with information that is different from their previously held beliefs, they reject it out of hand.
Well, they can't process it. They just drop it.
And they don't want to believe it. So.
No.
But there are a few, your listeners, you know, a few people in the country, and I think they all listen to you, and they're the ones who know.
Well, I know that we have an absolutely gifted and wonderful radio audience that blesses us every night of the month being here. And I appreciate all of you so much out there. You are the hope. And all of you don't agree with me. I know that, and that's fine. And you certainly don't agree with a lot of the things Dr. Day may say from time to time. That's fine. But you're listening. You're thinking. You're making your own decisions. And that's what we want.
Right.
So God bless you all. And, if you want to vote, go ahead. You can make a difference at the local level. I'm not going to tell people not to vote. I'm just going to tell you to be honest about what you're voting about, what you're voting for, what this is all boiling down to. And it's not even a choice of the lesser of two evils. And somebody sent me, it was John Kaminsky sent me a bumper sticker. Vote for Satan. Cut out the middleman.
That's great. I love that. That's good. Oh, man. I've had people say to me, well, I'm going to vote for the lesser of the two evils. What you have to remember is when you vote for a president, you are voting for all of his policies. So you are being held equally responsible by God for the things that are being done in Iraq. Because you are voting for those. You can vote for somebody else, not one of these two guys. You say, well, it won't make any difference. Well, the thing is, it's not going to make any difference to vote for either of these guys because the decision's already set. And
whatever it is, it's set.
You just have complicity when you endorse them.
Don't vote for evil at all. That's the bottom line.
That's correct.
Vote for one of the other candidates on the ballot. Vote
right.
for yourself.
Right.
I don't know. What a terrible desultory state of affairs. What a depraved state of affairs we find ourselves in.
The country is really in a mess. And people say, oh, well, that's a downer. Well, it's the truth.
You know, there are, I don't know what the percentages are. Someone told me the other day, but there's a large percentage of Americans who consider themselves to be born-again Christians. In fact, what they are is born-again Zionists.
Right.
And they don't get the difference. And they're being used, duped, manipulated,
right.
milked, bled, and conned every day. And they run willingly. They're ready to get chipped.
Right. And let me tell you this. For any of you listening who are born-again Christians, realize that I am a Christian. But I'm not born again that way. Born again means to have a character change where you exhibit the character of Christ when he was on earth. Now, that doesn't mean any of us are perfect. I'm just saying that that is the goal. But when there's Christian Zionism, which is now sweeping the country and maybe the world, and these people, the Christian Zionists, are the ones who are doing the work up front for Zionism that's behind the scenes. And as I mentioned last time, go to Revelation 13 and see those two beasts. One beast is Zionism, and the other one is Christian Zionism. In other words, first one is Jewish Zionism. The second beast in Revelation 13 is Christian Zionism. And those two together are going to be the ones who actually persecute the true followers of Christ.
Oh, they're going to come after a lot of good people.
That's right. And so this is, I mean, the Bible now is not the way the evangelicals interpret prophecy. They're way off. But the Bible has predicted for a long time these two groups arising, and here they are.
Yeah.
And, of course, I've got a website here. This is an amazing thing. This is a big church, Springs Church. You can go to, if you want to go to springschurch.org. It's a huge church up in Canada. where they're having a conference, guess who they're having speaking? This is at a church. Donald Trump, Mikhail Gorbachev. I mean, these are the ones. So these are people who are communists who are going to just work their way through the church.
Amazing stuff. All right, we'll pause and come right back with Dr. Lorraine Day. Your call is welcome beginning at the top of the next hour. And our phone number, as always, is 1-888. That's toll-free, of course, 488-3108. Or you can email me questions for Dr. Day as well at sightings@mindspring.com. Back in a minute. Jeff Lynch, Dr. Lorraine Day, MD, and just for fun, just a little humor here, let's go look at Reuters and the... I'll say something about this in a minute, but here's the story. President Bush held a one-point lead over Democratic rival John Kerry nationwide, but Kerry gained a slight advantage in the showdown state of Ohio, according to Reuters' Zogby polls released today on Wednesday. Bush led Kerry 48-47%. In the latest three-day national tracking poll, well within the margin of error, as the Massachusetts senator gained 2 percentage points on Bush in a day. Bush led Kerry 49-46 on just Tuesday. Today was a big day for Kerry, said pollster John Zogby. I'm going to see if I can find how many people they polled here.
Oh, yeah, they probably polled about, you know, their friends.
Here it is.
Get up and jog in the morning.
Here it is. You ready?
Yeah.
The polls of about 600 likely voters in each of the battleground states.
Oh, man. You know, it's so ridiculous. Besides that, who knows if they even polled anybody. They make up numbers like they fix the price of gold.
Have you seen so many? Oh, I had Bill Murphy on recently, and boy, did he open the door on that one. That guy is heroically fighting this gold-fixing stuff. But in the last couple weeks... Have you seen the confusion of the pollsters? I mean, they are really, a lot of them are trying to figure it out on their own, and they're not in lockstep with the mainstream of mind control here. And there have been a lot of, I think maybe there's a possibility that a lot of it is intentional. The poll will have somebody up by 5 and then the other person up by 2.
Well, actually, in the Zionist literature, they say they promote both sides of the issue to create confusion.
There you go. Well, that's
so that's clearly what they do on every aspect. They did that and could continue to do that on AIDS and mad cow disease. Oh, it's terrible now. No, it's under control. No, it's terrible now. No, it's under control. And then they want people to throw up their hands and say, I don't know, and there is no truth.
Sure, they overdose people. They stress them out,
right.
And then they end up...
But there is truth, and you can find truth if you just start searching for it. But they want you to think that there is not truth.
And where you really can find truth, as you've said so many times, Lorraine, is just within. If you can just turn off all the noise.
Right.
Stop the TV, pull back, and then listen to yourself.
Well, if you just start... You listeners, I know that I'm preaching to the choir, but if you just tell your friends to start with rinse.com, just start there. You don't have to agree with everything. Start there. You will get an education within a few months that you could never get anyplace else.
Thank you. I agree, and that's why I'm doing it. Here's another little footnote on this Reuters Zogby poll. The national poll of, now get this one, 1,203 likely voters. Now, did you get that? They're not even necessarily going to vote. Likely voters.
I mean, that has no statistical significance whatsoever.
You can find that in a Costco on Sunday.
Well, not only that. You see, in order for a study to have statistical significance, we have to do, in medicine, we have to do a lot of figuring out what's the sample size, what's this, and it's the same way in polls. 1,000 people out of 250 million is a big fat joke.
It's a total joke. Well, it's an insulting joke.
Well, but people will go for it, and they'll say, oh, well, the polls say, and they just make that stuff up.
Nobody to hold them accountable either.
No, no, no. Well, who's going to hold them accountable, because you can't get your information on the air in most cases,
anybody
who wants to.
By the way, for those of you who keep writing, asking, and I appreciate it, and thank you, and tell me you've written to XM Radio and Sirius Radio, the two satellite internet radio stations or networks. Thank you for that. I'm not going to get on either one. I'm absolutely blocked. And XM blocks me because Clear Channel is a substantial owner, and I'm viewed as a threat to their late-night programming. So I'm never going to get on there. Even though some of the upper management in years gone by have told me that they really want me on, but there's a big demand. But they can't tell me why, but there's a reason. Sirius Radio, the same thing. There's a reason, and it's because some of our guests here criticize Zionist Israel and other things that are not American. So it's that special interest group again, or people that don't even know they're being used, who have dual loyalty. And, that's the way it is. So, but thank you for trying. We keep doing what we're doing here, and thanks to you out there. And let your stations know that you really appreciate this program. Don't ever take it for granted, because it could go. And we are under constant pressure, believe you me, by people who don't want this program or others like it on the air anywhere. It's doesn't fit their vision, as it were. Okay.
Anyone who speaks truth is always going to be under attack.
Oh, we are. You've
and,
been there.
Yours is rather constant. Mine is intermittent. It's relatively strong right now. That's the way it goes. When you speak truth, you can expect opposition.
Always. The polls being rather laughable, creating drama where there really isn't any, as it were, for those who are following this. But something like 4 out of 5 of the born-again Christian Zionists are staunchly supporting W for another 4 years.
Because they think he's a Christian.
Yeah, they don't. They can't figure it out. The guy is about as Christian as Joseph Stalin was.
But that's right. He's the skull and bones, and when you're skull and bones, you give your allegiance to Satan.
And Lorraine is not joking. For those of you who don't know much about it, just go to Rents.com, use my site search engine, type in skull and bones, or do your own research and read up on it, folks. Okay, back in just a couple of minutes with Dr. Lorraine Day, MD. Her website is drday.com, and it will save your life. Watching this oil charade is another fun sideshow to take in. Oil up 60% this year, and they'll keep playing that game up and down, up and down. What do you make of the peak oil story, which continues to be promulgated by some pretty bright and intelligent people?
Explain a little bit more what you're talking about.
Peak oil, meaning that we have basically hit the peak of oil production on the planet, and we are in decline.
Oh, no. There are all sorts of oil reserves all over the place.
Now this is
they just want to keep them for themselves.
This is a big story. It keeps going. Right. It ebbs and flows.
We've heard that before.
If another thing, if there is Let's just argue that this whole peak oil thing was a charade. It would play perfectly into the hands of the oil cartels, of course, because they could drive their prices up. We're running out of oil. They'll just run up the prices as high as they want.
Well, of course, and then that they're even throwing the Iraq thing in, you know, we're having problems with Iraq, and so then the oil prices go up. That's not, of course, we have no business being in Iraq at all.
Or Afghanistan or the 150 other countries
we're
involved with.
Yeah. But, and of course, Iraq, the real reason we're in Iraq is not because of the oil. As you've pointed out with articles on your website, it's just the oil is just to pay for their rape of the country.
Exactly. They're paying for their own demise is what they're doing, unfortunately.
Right.
Just like American taxpayers are paying for their own mass incarceration and brainwashing.
Right, and then they're just going to take over the entire Middle East, and Israel's going to have it for there.
How quietly is Iran going to go? We feel, and I've talked to a number of people, that Iran doesn't have one or two nuclear weapons. They may have more than that. And it may be that the Israelis, if they don't get them all, may pay quite a price, because the Iranians are building what amount to intermediate range ballistic missiles now quite rapidly, and are working on launching their own satellite, which means intercontinental ballistic missile time.
Which the Israelis already have,
of course.
What I'm so surprised at is that the Arab world has gone so passively. I think what they do is they go in there and they corrupt the high officials so completely that they sell out their country.
Has to be. Because that's certainly what
they did with Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
And his guard.
The Republican Guard, they bought him off. Sure. Yeah, they bought him off. Deals. Interesting to watch Tony Blair sending this handful, this token force of 860 British troops up, allegedly to give the Americans relief, who have 130,000 troops. I mean, there's a lot of politics.
Actually, they're just going to be the waiters at the dinner they have for the leaders.
They got that nice accent. It'll be nice for tableside interaction. I agree. That's good. Very good. All right, so any other comments from you on the great charade going on here, the Bush-Kerry battle?
Well, you mean as far as the presidency?
Yeah, well, the residency, whatever
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have asked me, who do I think is going to win? And as we said earlier, I say I don't know, but I do know someone who does know. I mean, I don't know him personally, but right. I know who knows. Rockefellers know. The neocons know.
The Rothschilds know.
The Rothschilds know. They have made the decision. The decision is made.
Gorbachev knows.
The only question is this. If they think they need these Zionist Christians longer to help them, then Bush will stay in, because they have just taken the whole evangelical Christian world by storm. Because of their Zionistic beliefs. And so they'll leave Bush in a little while longer if they need that. If they figure they have them enough in their hand, then they'll go with Kerry, because they would prefer Kerry.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, they would prefer Kerry because he's one of them, and they don't have to placate Bush, who is, even though he's Illuminati, he's more of an outsider than Kerry. Bush doesn't realize he's an outsider,
right.
But he is.
These poor Americans don't get it. I mean, Kerry the day before, said that not nearly enough is being done in terms of homeland security, and he plans to spend $60 billion to make Americans even safer. Well, folks, that means more thumbprints, more eye scans, more chip technology being introduced and coaxed on the public, and more regulation, less freedoms, more clampdowns. That's what it means.
Right. I can tell you the only difference between Bush and Kerry is that Bush's wife is less obstreperous. The only difference.
No, interesting.
Kerry's wife is, she'll, people I think will get a little tired of her.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's no difference between the men.
Also, I suspect Kerry will, complaining and criticizing about American troops not having enough support and so forth and being understaffed. He will increase the number of troops in Iraq, if anything.
Well, Bush will, too.
Spend more money. Well, they will.
They both will because the fellows who are over there are not re-upping, and they want out. And so they're going to force them.
When you start pulling guys in their mid-50s...
It's just outrageous.
It's unbelievable. And
but see, it used to be that they wouldn't take people that age. First of all, they were liabilities. Secondly, they had more medical problems. But now the government doesn't plan to take care of them anyway.
Well, you
so
see
what difference does it make?
You see what they're doing. They're sacrificed.
Right.
This whole talk about, as long as I'm president, not going to be any draft. Well, they're going to outrage the American public so much by taking people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s that there probably will be some support for the draft after a couple of years. It's another way to look at it.
Possibly. But they don't care whether they have support or not. I think that they're so far down the line, they are so confident that that's why they can be in the face of the American people, because nobody's doing anything anyway. They don't have to worry about an uprising because everybody's on drugs.
Everybody's on drugs, whether it's the TV drug, which is a killer drug, or any of the other pharmaceuticals. It doesn't matter.
That's right.
It doesn't make any difference at all. All right. Pause and come right back with more. And then your calls at the top of the hour. Go ahead and email me if you'd like. If you have any questions for Dr. Lorraine Day, you send them. You try jr@rents.com as well. And we'll continue. Okay, and welcome back. I got a very good comment. I won't mention who wrote it, about one of the articles at Rents.com. The article written by Terrell Arnold, former State Department official who is a very wise man. It's called Face the Truth About Terrorism. You can see it up there in featured stories. And here's the comment. I'm going to read part of it because it's very astute. This is a thinking American. Hello, Mr. Arnold. I have just read your article on Rents.com, Face the Truth About Terrorism. It was magnificent and very true. Your solutions are reasonable and logical. However, I think there is an ominous element that must be addressed and dealt with before anything reasonable or logical can be done. Many people all over the world, including myself, feel that there is a hidden dimension behind what is happening on the surface. It's not easy to talk about without being labeled a conspiracy nut, but I'll try as best I can. It would be oh so simple if it was just a matter of poor policy or stupidity or negligence or greed or for oil or all of the above. That could be corrected with a change in direction away from madness and toward sanity. But there's something else going on, an unfolding agenda which seems to be not in the best interest of any human being anywhere. Mr. Bush's war on terror, just like the official lies about 9/11, is a sales job designed not for thoughtful, logical, and analytical people who have the time and desire to contemplate these matters, but for the masses of hardworking, busy people who rely upon CNN, etc., for their information and basically trust whatever those carefully controlled news outlets report, and who are more programmed to 30-second sound bites than to reading 400-page books. The shallow and simplistic goals and descriptions of the so-called war on terror is sold at a fourth-grade level to a generation who has been led to believe that life is defined by competition, to be on top, to be the best, to be number one, just like a match on primetime wrestling. Well satisfied with the paycheck, a ball game, and a beer in hand. We are now taught by our movies and television that violence is the best way to solve every problem. You have the good guys, and you have the bad guys. We're the good guys, and they, whoever the convenient they happens to be, are the evil bad guys. The stereotype is set up to gain support of a dumbed-down public who has been entrained to respond to clever advertising that makes everything clear-cut and simple. And I'll stop there. And simple. This is such a simple-minded society now, by and large. Our present audience, of course, excluded. But that it's a very wise man putting together some very good thoughts.
Very good analysis, yeah.
There is another agenda. We've been talking about that for years on here. And the more we talk about it, the more people hear it, but not enough. And I still say we are allowed to do this because their control of the masses is so absolute, locked down, tight, and complete. They have it under control. At least that's the way they view it.
Well, that's right. And again, it's hidden. Secret, and that's why secret societies are so bad. And those of you out there who are members of secret societies, you have to realize that your secret society, whether you realize it or not, is all part of this whole thing. And
many of you, of course, are on the lower levels of it and
right.
don't have a clue.
And it's meant to deceive you too. And so only at the higher levels do people know what's really going on in those organizations. And so the agenda is secret, all of it's hidden, but the unfortunate thing and what most of these fundamentalist Christians, now I shouldn't say fundamentalist because there are some fundamentalist Christians who are not Zionists, so that's not good, but the Zionist Christians are being used as the number one group to bring about the agenda of the New World Order.
True.
Number one
troops.
Group. And they are just going like sheep to the slaughter. They have no clue how they're being used.
You know, it's true, and the game never stops. Here's the story here. This is from the Drudge Report. And you know, there have been so many of these things in the last couple of months, these fake Al-Qaeda tapes and statements. And Al-Qaeda is essentially a creation of the CIA and other shadow organizations and intel ops. In the last week before the election, reports Drudge, ABC News is holding a videotaped message from a purported Al-Qaeda terrorist warning of a new attack on America.
Right.
The Drudge Report has learned. Now, I'd be ashamed to even run a story like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
Right.
What is this?
But the whole point is they're just being used by the Zionists. Of course, there's going to be another terrorist attack. The Zionists are going to do it, and they're going to do it through our own CIA and FBI because they control them.
And by the way, we can just shift quickly over to Iraq now. In all of the bombings going on there, I think most of you know that many of those bombings, especially those aimed against Muslims, Christians and Arabs and churches, they're not being done by the so-called resistance.
No.
They're being done by outside false flag operations groups.
They're being done by the Mossad.
And primarily the Mossad.
Right. So this is what they need is when they, just like in Israel and in the West Bank, when they need a reason to attack the Palestinians again, they make sure they have a suicide bombing.
Sacrifice a few people. And
right. They don't care. They sacrifice their own people. When evil gets evil, all they care about is themselves.
Look at the, if you can pull back, and 9/11 was a tragedy. No one is underrating that for a moment. It's a terrible thing. But look at the total number of dead, 2,700. A lot of whom weren't even Americans. Human life is equal. We lost three buildings, all three of which were obviously imploded, obviously.
Right.
Two of which produced an enormous insurance bonanza for Mr. Silverstein, and both of those buildings were loaded with asbestos. You try to even think about how much it costs to go in and retrofit a building and clean out the asbestos? Forget it. It's easier to bring it all down, folks, and haul it away, which is basically what they did. Look at the mileage. And look, John Kerry, we need more money for Homeland Security, Patriot Act supporter and all the rest of it. Gang, you know and we know that the choices basically, there aren't any. It's all the same thing. They're going to the same location. They may be taking different pathways, moving at different speeds, but it's headed to the same conclusion.
Well, another thing about 9/11, as you said, there were 2,600 or so people killed, and that is a terrible tragedy, and my heart goes out to the families of those people. However, a greater tragedy is not just those 2,600 who are dead, but almost 250 million people in America who are brain dead.
Well, they're certainly summed up well, and also we want to remember that 2,700 die in the 9/11 attacks, and 45,000 every year die on America's highways and roads and byways.
And 500,000 die of cancer, which is all preventable.
All preventable. 45,000 a year on the roads, 500,000 of cancer. How many of heart disease, which is also...
Well, I think almost a million or something.
Totally preventable.
Heart disease, also all preventable. All preventable.
But you see, that's okay. That's
right.
Okay. Nobody's demonstrating about that. There aren't mass investigations going on about it. That's okay
right. Because
it's a structural component of American life. It's okay that 45,000 people a year are slaughtered on the highways and 2 to 3 million are injured. It's okay because that's just the way it's always been. It's part of the way we do business here in this society. It's okay. I don't know. It's amazing. When you look at the leverage that... And the mileage that was extracted from that tragedy on September 11th, it's phenomenal, the returns. Phenomenal.
Well, look at the mileage that is extracted from disease, as we've discussed before. Practically our whole economy runs on disease.
It's predicated on disease and allegedly treating disease. Ben Franklin, here's a quote. "My refusal to eat meat occasioned an inconveniency, and I have been frequently chided for my singularity. But my light repast allows for greater progress, for greater clearness of mind, and quicker comprehension."
Right.
Ben Franklin. No mystery.
No.
We are what we eat, and more than that, and perhaps far more than that, we are what we think and what we take in through our eyes and our ears. And those images of death, mutilation, destruction, and all the rest of it, and those talking heads, go right on into the subconscious. And they don't stop at the conscious, because the television and the film industry, I'm convinced, are using technologies that are far beyond the flicker of the TV screen, which we know mesmerizes and hypnotizes people and causes a suspension, a cessation, if you will, of real judgment. We no longer are able to pass moral judgments on what's going on when we're in that brain state. It's a brainwave-induced issue that allows the material to pour right on into the subconscious. And then when we go out and all these advertising and political triggers are popped, we react.
By the way, back to the food business, I was in the grocery store tonight, and I went through the express line, and there were three people ahead of me and three people behind me, and I saw what they put down on the conveyor belt.
Bye. Yeah.
And I was one of seven people. I was the only one that had any produce. I had all produce. I was the only one that had any produce. Everybody else bought things prepared, processed food in boxes.
It's pathetic, and I've made the statement. We've talked about it. And you folks who are making the move to... getting away from meat and dairy and processed foods, when you're in the supermarket, which doesn't really have much in it that's worth buying, produce okay. Look in the shopping carts. I saw a mother a couple of weeks ago with two or three kids, and I grieved for those kids when I looked in what was in that shopping cart. I really did. I felt real bad for them.
Yeah.
Just poison, chemicals, hormones, pesticides, preservatives, FD&C dyes and colors, sugar, trash, fat, horrible. And the little kids were already looking corpulent and like little Pillsbury doughboys and doughgirls. Well, we've all seen it. Okay, back in a few minutes. Your questions welcome here. 1-888-488-3108. toll free, or email to me, jr@rents.com. Back in a minute.